VMH Mobile.
Good morning, Mr. Drake. Alpha Charlie, it's Alpha Golf.
Well, all the links should be coming back up. Our primary backhaul method failed, and the failover didn't fail over.
Yes, I heard you playing with programming. I figured the power outages, we had some very momentary power outages last night due to lightning.
The central point's actually way downstate, and they're in two very physically different areas of the state. And, yeah, I'm kind of surprised that it sounds like it's not a power-related issue. It was something else, but not quite sure what it is yet.
Well, you never know with these network things. I've decided that there's a lot of interaction between the Verizon fiber system and all the other fiber systems. They're very intertied. They're not independent.
I mean, if you want the internet to be the internet, they've got to connect somehow.
Ah, hey, that'll be the truism of the day. Hey, very good.
All right, I'm gonna jump on a call here to figure out what's the issue was here. So, anyway.
All right, great. Hey, 7-3s, enjoy the day. And I'll give you my story of my question yesterday about how to fall back on my power situation. It's interesting that my power strip actually can do it. ACADG, 7-3s.
Mobile. Looks like everything should be back and working.
KCAU portable.
KBCW.
KFAGDW. Good morning, Bentley.
WAVPC.
EKB testing.
KABCW Mobile.
W8VPC. W8VPC Mobile.
This is Kilo Delta 9, Papa Whiskey Lima, calling CQCQ. Kilo Delta 9, Papa Whiskey Lima, calling CQCQ. Kilo Delta 9, Papa Whiskey Lima, CQCQ. This is Kilo Delta 9, Papa Whiskey Lima, calling CQCQ. Kilo Delta 9, Papa Whiskey Lima, calling CQ. Kilo Delta 9, Papa Whiskey Lima, calling CQCQ. Kilo Delta 9, Papa Whiskey Lima, CQCQ. Kilo Delta 9, Papa Whiskey Lima, CQCQ.
KABCW Mobile.
And mobile monitoring.
KC8VSU.
KZSW.
ADACST testing. ADACST clear.
Attention all Northwest Michigan hamsters. The BARF Benzy Amateur Radio Friends Net will start in 5 minutes. W8REJ. Good evening. This is the BARF Benzy Amateur Radio Friends Net. I'm W8REJ. Name is Rob. Net control station for this evening. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly exchange of information and ideas focused on ham radio in and around Benzy County. Okay, we're going to start the check-ins with EchoLink stations, mobile stations, and short timers only at this time. Please come now if you're one of those with your call sign and your name.
Mary.
Alpha Echo 5, India Bravo, Kip, short timer.
Okay, got Mary, got Kip. Your call again, please.
Alpha Echo 5, India Bravo.
Okay, anyone else that's a short timer, Echo Link, or mobile? Okay, we'll take regular check-ins now. You would come slowly with your name and your call sign so I can write it down.
KV8SCJ.
KA4R. Okay, is there anyone else who'd like to check in tonight?
Alpha Bravo 9, November, November, John and Dua.
Okay, well, that's a start. We'll get going here. Good evening to all. I am feeling better this week. This thing's just dragging on and on and on, though. And hopefully I can get to breathing again normally. That would be great. Get tired of breathing through my mouth. Okay, let's see. What do we have? Anything interesting on the calendar here? No. Looks just like the BARF breakfast on the 30th. That's all I've got on my calendar that's fit to print. So we'll start at the top. Mary, KB8, BXI, take it away. And are you short time?
88VXI, Mary. Yes, I am a one and done. I'm sorry I missed everything last week. I was having some guys here doing some different house repairs and things, and I totally forgot about the time, and got away from me. And tonight it's kind of more of the same, doing some cleanup things here at the house, and yeah, you know how that goes. So I'm hoping that I can finish some of my outdoor stuff tomorrow, seeing how tomorrow is supposed to be a little warmer and a little nicer out there. And then I suppose it's going to be about time to join, I think it's John that does the lawn mowing to the golf course. So I may have to get out there and start mowing some of my grass and weeds. But good to hear everybody. Hope you're feeling better here quickly. And with everybody, I'll just say have a good week and stay healthy. And 73-all, and hope to talk to everyone next week. This is Mary, KD8VXI. Back to net control.
Okay, Mary, very good. Let's see, moving on down the line here. Kip, AE5IB, take it away.
Yeah, thank you. This is Kip, AE5IB. Yeah, I've been working in my garage and having all kinds of fun with my lawnmower. I got a lawnmower from my father-in-law, and it hadn't been running for about 3 years because he got a lawn service. So when we moved up here, we moved the lawnmower up here, the Ryder tractor lawnmower up here. So I got it, the battery was completely dead. I put a new battery in. Well, when I went to fill it up with gas, the gas started coming out about as fast as I was putting it in. So that was pretty much beyond my capabilities, so I had to take it to Gron. Fortunately, Bob lent me his trailer, so I could take it to Gron, took it up there, brought it back, or took it up there, left it. A few days later, they told me it was ready. I came back, grabbed it, drove it onto the trailer, hooked it all up, brought it home. As soon as I got it home, I tried to take it off the trailer, and as soon as I let up on the clutch, it stopped working. It would kill it. So I ended up having to take it back. They worked on it, they spent another day on it, came back, told me it was ready. I came back, loaded it up on the trailer again, no problem driving it, got home, tried to back it off the trailer. As soon as I let up on the clutch, it died. So then I took it back again to Gron, and they had it over the weekend, and they finally figured it out that there was a problem with the connector being intermittent for the seat sensor. The seat sensor was good. It's just a switch, but the connector going to it was intermittent. And so it was thinking I was getting off the trailer when I was still, or on the tractor when I was still sitting on it. And so anyway, that was like 5 trips to Gron with a trailer, and the trailer with my truck uses a lot of gas. So, but I'm glad that that's over with. It's running like a champ now. Other than that, I'm working on my garage, trying to get flooring in the attic, and that's what my life has been last couple weeks.
Okay, well, very good. I'm glad you got your problems straightened out there, and it's I hope they didn't make you pay 3 times for it. So anyway, let's see, Bob, KB8FZJ, and then we'll do a standby.
Yeah, good evening, Rob. And everybody else out there in that tonight, this is KBA SJ. And Bill, good to hear your voice. Glad you checked in. Kip, I'm glad you got it finally figured out. I know it can be frustrating. At least you got it. And most of you know that I'm originally from the Kalamazoo area. Moved up there full time, 2018. I absolutely love living up here in the north. Absolutely love it. Except the healthcare. Can't hardly see a doctor. You see a nurse practitioner or a physician assistant. If you want to get any tests done, it's like 2 or 3 months wait to get in a month to get a test done. I really miss the healthcare I got in Kalamazoo. I don't know if it's worth moving back to Kalamazoo for, but I really dislike the healthcare that is up here in the north. Weather changing, looking good. All my birds are back. Bears are back too, so all the bird feeders come in, but the birds are still out there trying to find stuff. They don't mess around with the thistle feeder for the finches, but anything else for birds, they tend to get them and tear them down, the bears do, so you got to keep them in. We'll put them back out in a couple of months, so maybe the bears moved on by then. I'll think of something else for the second round, but I'll turn it back to you, Rob. KBA-SCJ.
Okay, Bob, very good. Yeah, we just got our feeders out last week, and so far no bears, but you know, we live in town, so you never know. But okay, this is the Barf Benz Amateur Radio Friends Net. I'm W8REJ, and if you'd like to join the net now, come slowly with your call sign and your name.
Hey, Rob, this is AA4R, Bill.
I got you, Bill. You're next. Is there anyone else that would like to join? Okay, back to the list. Guess who? I think I recognize the voice, but I can't be sure. I think I would have to actually physically see this that this person is really here. AA4R, take it away, Bill, and stand by John.
Okay, all right, good deal. Thanks, Rob. Good to hear your voice. Good to hear everybody's voice. And look forward to the bar breakfast at the end of the month and see everybody. I didn't get back in time for the April the bar breakfast. Missed it by a couple of days. But we got back. Everything in the house worked when they cranked everything up. Radio still works. Antennas work, so we're in good shape. And, well, we don't have any bird feeders to put up, but I've got a stump in the side yard right outside my window, ham shack. And there's been a red-headed woodpecker about the size of a pigeon, a big bird, that comes there just about every day to peck out this residue out of that stump. And he really spends a lot of time working. Got some great pictures of him. I'll show you at bar breakfast. All right, well, Rob, we're glad to be home. Good, take it away. W8REJ, A4R.
Okay, Bill, well, at least you waited long enough for the snow to melt out of your garage. I had the village piled in there while you were gone, so there you go. Okay, John, AB9NN, and then we'll do a standby.
AB9NN, good evening to everybody on the BarfNet from John in beautiful Beulah, Michigan. Sun shiny, going to be a nice day tomorrow. Going to start warming up. Boy, I see Bill is in town. That must mean that it's time for this grass to start growing, and I'm going to have to be mowing a little more often. I only mowed once this week so far. on Monday, and I've been holding off because of cold and rain. I was supposed to mow on Wednesday, but held off. So, and it's supposed to rain again on Friday, so I decided to mow tomorrow on Thursday, and then again next Monday. So I think with the warmer weather coming in next week, the grass will start growing, and I'll get back to a regular 3 days a week, mowing for about 3 hours a day. Not too much else going on, just going down some rabbit holes. Like trying to fix my shredder. I think I've got it jammed up, and I'm not sure if I damaged it or if there's something stuck in it. So I'm going to have to try to disassemble it, I think, one of these days and see what I can figure out. So anyway, it's been a pretty good service shredder up till now, but put something down there that was a little too stiff for it, and it got stuck. Tried to pry it out with a screwdriver and get some of it out, but then it seems like it doesn't want to grab the stuff that I put into it. So not quite sure what's going on. Don't know if I broke something or if it's just something that's jammed up and preventing it from operating. I think it's just jammed up, hopefully. So we'll see. That's enough babbling for me. I'm going to be one and done. I got to get up early tomorrow and get out and get mowing before the first golfers start teeing off at 7:30 in the morning, which is already getting to be early in the day for me. So with that, back to Net Control for Maybe 9 and then John and Bula. Have a great day, everybody.
Okay, John, thanks for checking in. One and done. Got you down there. Speaking of mowing, I haven't been able to breathe in 2 weeks. So hopefully I can get out there and start mowing. I got the batteries charged up for my my push mower, and we'll get out there and see how my breathing fares while I do that. So, okay, we are at the bottom of the net the first time through. This is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. I'm W8REJ. If you'd like to join our net, come now with your call sign and your name. Slowly, please.
This is Kilowatt Alpha 8, Oscar Golf Charlie, Gene in Trevor City.
Okay, Jane, I got you. I got Kilowatt 8. What's the rest of your call, please?
Oscar Golf Charlie, K-A-8-O-G-C.
Okay, we got you, Gene. Good to hear your voice again. It's been a while since I remember hearing you. Anyone else like to join the net? Okay, Gene, as long as you're here, give us a few syllables there, and then we'll go back to the top. K-A-8-O-G-C. Take it away.
Okay, good evening to everyone, and a special shout-out hi to Mary over there. Nice to know there's a lady out there in the ham group. Waiting for it to warm up and get some sunshine so we can get outdoors and see how our flowers are doing. So thank you for letting me on, and everyone have a good evening. Back to Matt.
Okay, Gene, yeah, there's been a few frost warnings. I think there's one for tonight, too, but next week it's supposed to get up in the 80s for a couple of days. I'm not looking forward to that either. So, all righty, we are going to go back to the top of the list here, and speaking of Mary, she was one and done. Kip, 85IB, take it away and stand by Bob. Yo, Kip, are you there? W8REJ here. 85IB, take it away.
I believe Kip was a one and done, Rob.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mark it down here. Thank you. Take it away then, Bob.
So everybody's talking about mowing the grass and everything. I haven't had a chance to do that yet. I haven't had need waiting for it to get cut too short. Kind of stunt it, so. I will be getting that this week. For some reason, I don't know why, there's big portions of my yard because he's growing moss instead of grass. I mean, always had grass before, but last year there's moss growing in. Now, this spring, there's a lot more moss. I don't know how to turn moss back into grass. Last fall, I did lay down some seed and some feed. Not moss seed, but grass seed. And thought that this spring would be come up with a nice green, but I get moss. I don't know why. I'm not going to call like two green hamel come out and have that at all expense. I want a nice yard, but they won't come out just once. You know, they want to do like one or two weeks for 32 weeks or something like that. That's what they did in Kalamazoo, and I don't want to do that up here. So I'll see if my grass grows to get my lawnmower out. So that's all I got for this week, Rob. I'll send it back to you. KBHFCJ.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I've been putting it off because, like I said, I couldn't breathe very well. But I keep my grass at 4 inches. Try to keep it that way, and then it looks fuller, and I don't have to mow it as often, I guess. So, but it's about 7 or 8 inches high in spots here, so I've got to get busy. So, okay, Bob, thanks. We'll see you next week. AA4R, take it away, stranger.
Okay, Rob, W8REJ in the net, A4R. Well, mighty good to hear everybody again. And I had a phone call from a fellow that I hadn't talked to in several years, so I think I'll give him a buzz on the telephone here right quick. But everybody have a good week. We'll see everybody next Wednesday, or hear everybody next Wednesday night. W8REJ, A4R.
Okay, Bill, yeah, very good. Well, maybe we can get together for coffee and a roll or something and catch up and see what you guys have been doing out there on the East Coast. So, okay, let's see here. John is one and done. Gene, if you're still there, KA8OGC, take it away. Okay, that silence means she was one and done. We are at the bottom of the list the second time through. Is there anyone that would like to join the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net before I close it? If so, come now with your call sign and your name slowly, please. Okay, very good. I take that as a no. So I'd like to thank everybody that checked in this evening, and we meet here every Wednesday evening at 8:30 on this frequency, so feel free to come back to us anytime. In addition to that, we meet for the Barf Breakfast the last Saturday of each month except December. And we're meeting at the Platte River Inn in downtown Honor at 9 a.m. They are opening a little sooner now, so you can get in earlier. But when you walk in the front door, just go straight back and you'll see us or hear us or something like that. I'm now going to return the repeater to normal operation. The net's clear. This is W8REJ. 7-3 to all, and God bless everybody that can hear my voice. I'm clear.